Title: Editing Break Pickups into Phrase Starts Beginner. Alright, let's get into a super practical jungle and drum and bass trick that instantly makes your breaks feel more alive. Today we're editing break pickups into phrase starts. A pickup is that tiny moment right before a new section begins. It might be the little hat tick, a ghost snare, a kick tail, even just some room noise from the break. And in DNB, the tiny lead-in is often the thing that makes the next bar feel like it launches, instead of just starting. Because here's the classic beginner problem: you drag a break into Ableton, you loop it perfectly on the grid, and it technically works but it feels weirdly polite. Like it's missing the rush. That rush usually lives right before the downbeat. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2 or 4 bar break that starts with energy, plus a simple 8 or 16 bar arrangement, where every new phrase feels like it has a little forward motion. Let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 178 is fine, but 174 is a safety DNB home base. Predate an auto track. Command or Control T. Now drag in a break. 1 or 2 bars is perfect. Amen style breaks. Think break. Anything with character. Quick tip. Turn the metronome on for your first pass so you can tell what's happening. Once it grooves, turn it off and trust the feel. Now we warp it the DNB way. Double-click the audio clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose beats. That's usually the best starting point for tight, punchy break edits. If you want a specific starting setup, go for transient loop and set preserve to 1/16. That often keeps things snappy without smearing the transients too hard. One important reality check: if your break is already perfectly cut and already sitting correctly, warping can sometimes add artifacts. If it sounds worse, don't panic. You can test warp off. But for what we're doing today, editing and moving pickups, warp beating on is usually helpful. Now we find two things: the phrase start and the pickup. In DNB, a phrase start is usually that first downbeat of a 2-bar or 4-bar idea. Think bar 1, beat 1. In Ableton Grid language, that's 1.1.1. So zoom in, look at the waveform, and listen for the first moment that feels like okay. This is the actual beginning. Usually it's a clear kick and snare relationship that feels like home base. Now, here's the move. Once you find that downbeat, scrub backwards. Not a whole bar at first. Just step back by a 16th note, then an 8th note, then a quarter note. You're listening for that little lead-in, that tiny tick or ghost hit that makes the downbeat feel inevitable. That's your pickup. And I want to say this clearly. Your pickup doesn't have to be a clean, obvious drum hit. Often the best pickups are messy. They might have a little kick tail, hat splash, room ambience, all glued together. In jungle, that mess is part of the magic. We're just going to control it so it doesn't step on the downbeat. Before we start chopping, here's a quick sanity trick if you're unsure where the phrase truly begins. Make a test copy of your clip, then move the clip start so the downbeat feels right. Right-click in the waveform and choose set 1.1.1 here. If the groove suddenly makes sense, your grid reference is now correct. That means you can intentionally place a pickup before it, instead of guessing. Now let's do the main beginner-friendly method, which is slicing. Go to Arrangement View where your break is placed. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, Slice by Transients. Create 1 slice per transient. If your source really needs it, you can enable warp slices, but if you're not sure, leave it simple and just slice by transients first. Hit OK. Ableton will create a drum rack with all those break slices mapped across pads, usually loaded into Sampler. Now the fun part. Find the slice that contains your pickup. Click pads with your mouse, or if you have a MIDI keyboard, tap notes until you hear the right little lead-in moment. You're hunting for something that feels like it belongs right before the downbeat. Often it's a tiny hat or ghost snare. Once you've found it, create a new MIDI clip. Make it 2 bars or 4 bars long. Now we're going to program the phrase start like a storyteller. If bar 1 starts at 1.1.1, then the pickup usually lives right before that. Try placing it at the last 16th note of the previous bar. That's basically the just before the door opens moment. In Ableton counting, that could be around 0.4.4 if you're thinking in a 1-bar lead-in, or if you're working inside a 2-bar clip. It might be the last 16th of bar 2 leading into bar 1 of the next loop. The exact display can vary depending on how you've set your loop, so don't get too obsessed with the label. The idea is simple. Put the pickup on the final tiny step before the loop restarts. Then place your main downbeat slice at 1.1.1. Hit play. You should feel that the loop now leans forward. The downbeat feels like it arrives with purpose, instead of just appearing. Now, quick coaching note. If the pickup sounds too obvious, like a random extra hit, don't throw the idea away. Choose a quieter slice, or shorten it, or filter it. Pickups are supposed to be felt at low volume, not announced. Here's a great test. Turn your monitoring down. If you can still feel that little nudge into the phrase start, the pickup is doing its job. If it distracts you at low volume, it's too loud or too long. Now let's tighten timing without killing the groove. If you're using slices in a drum rack, you can nudge the pickup slightly early for urgency. We're talking tiny moves, like 5 to 15 milliseconds early, just enough to create anticipation. Another option is groove pool. Drag a groove onto your MIDI clip. Start conservative, timing at 10 to 25%, and random at 0 to 5%. And here's the warning. Don't perfectize the whole thing. It's easy to rebuild the break and accidentally delete the swagger. Do a quick A/B comparison. Listen to the original audio break. Then listen to your MIDI rebuild. If your version sounds too stiff, add tiny timing offsets to one or two key hits, not every hit. Now, if you prefer staying in audio and you don't want to slice, you can do the pickup edit directly on the waveform. Duplicate your break clip first. Always keep a safety copy. Find the pickup region just before the downbeat. Select a split point and press Command or Control E. That splits the audio. Now cut out the pickup piece and move it to the start of the phrase. Then enable fades. Go to View and turn on Fades. Add tiny fade ins and fade outs, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. After you move audio, always double check that the clip start aligns to the grid. At 174 BPM, small mistakes feel big. Now we take this from a cool loop trick to actual arrangement. Pickups matter most when they signal change. So let's build a simple 16-bar structure. Bars 1 through 8, your main break loop, with a consistent pickup at the start so the listener learns it. Bars 9 through 16, keep the core loop the same, but change the pickup slightly. Maybe it's a different slice, maybe it's a little louder, maybe it's a two-step pickup. Two-step pickup is exactly what it sounds like. Put a lighter tick on the last eighth note, then a sharper tick on the last 16th note. Keep the first one quieter so the second one feels like the ignition. For extra phrase clarity, you can add a crash or noise hit on bar 1, or a subtle reverse cymbal into bar 9. And for a classic DNB turnaround, try a tiny stutter in the final half bar of bar 16 to sling you back into the next section. Even reusing your pickup slice as the stutter makes the fill feel like it belongs to the break. Now let's control the break with a simple stock device chain, because once you start emphasizing pickups, the peaks and noise can jump out. On your break track, or on the drum rack output, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that doesn't help. If it feels boxy, do a gentle wide cut around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you want presence, add a gentle lift somewhere around 3 to 7 kHz. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to gel it, not smash it. If spikes are annoying, try soft clip on the glue compressor. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 10%. And be careful with boom. Indeed NB, boom often fights your sub. Keep it off or super low. And if you're experimenting hard and the break is spiking like crazy, you can add a limiter at the end as a safety. Don't use it as a crutch. Just keep things under control. Now, let's fix the most common pickup problems before they happen. Mistake 1. Starting the phrase exactly on the loudest transient and ignoring the lead-in. That's how you get loops that feel late and stiff. Mistake 2. Over-warping every hit. Breaks get crunchy fast. Mistake 3. Pick up too loud. If it sounds like an extra drum you didn't mean to add, it's not momentum anymore, it's clutter. Mistake 4. No fades after audio cuts. Clicks and pops are the fastest way to make a great break feel amateur. Mistake 5. Placing the pickup on the wrong grid division. Some grooves want the last eighth, some want the last 16th. If it feels rushed in a bad way, switch divisions before you do anything else. One more coaching check that I love. Ask, does the pickup step on the downbeat? A good pickup creates anticipation without masking the first kick or snare. If bar 1 loses impact, shorten the pickup with an envelope or fade, or EQ the pickup differently. Often high-passing the pickup up at 150 to 300 Hz is the magic move, because it keeps the excitement but gets out of the kick's way. If you're slicing in drum rack, you can do that per slice. Put an EQ 8 on the pickup chain only, high-pass it, Maybe dip a little cardboard around 200 to 500 HE, and if you need it to read quietly, add a tiny boost around 6 to 10 KHE. And if you want extra grit without ruining the whole break, do parallel excitement just for pickups. Make a return track with saturator, soft clip-on, modest drive, and an EQ band pass focusing on mids and highs. Then send only the pickup hits into it. Now, quick 10-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Pick one break, find two different pickups inside it. One tiny hat or ghost, and one chunkier slice like kick tail plus hat. Make two 8-bar clips. In the first clip, put the pickup on the last 16th before bar 1. In the second clip, put the pickup on the last 8th before bar 1. Add glue compressor to both and level match them so you're not fooled by loudness. Bounce both. A/B them. Ask, which one rolls more? Which one feels heavier? That's you training your ear for where momentum lies. Recap to lock it in. Pickups are the secret sauce that makes break phrases push forward. The cleanest beginner workflow in Ableton is, warp your break, slice to drum rack, then place your pickup just before 1.1.1 so the phrase starts with energy. Tighten with small nudges or groove pull, not excessive warping. Control the sound with a simple stock chain, EQ 8 into glue compressor into drum bus, and arrange in 8 or 16 bar phrases so the pickup actually means something, not just a random edit. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you're going for liquid, rollers, or neuro, I can suggest a few pickup placements that fit that substyle and won't fight your downbeat.